From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A large crowd of pro-reform demonstrators occupied a central square in Bahrain's capital today. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Bahrain, the move followed the deaths of two demonstrators in 2 days of clashes between police and protesters.
As mourners buried one slain demonstrator and learned of the death of a second, King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa gave a national address to show how seriously the government was taking the violence. He offered condolences to the families and promised an investigation and political reform. With the riot police pulled back, demonstrators took over a central square in the capital, Manama, calling it their Tahrir Square, as shocked drivers honked in solidarity. Activists say they're asking the royal family to live up to its promise of political reform. Leaders urged the protesters to keep the demonstrations peaceful in hopes that the police would stay away. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
U.S. Embassy spokeswoman in Mexico is now confirming two U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were shot today while driving from Mexico City to the northern city of Monterrey. Officials have confirmed one of those agents has died. Officials say the attack occurred along Mexico's main north-south highway, some 200 miles north of Mexico City. Two agents assigned to the embassy reportedly were traveling on official business. President Obama said today he realizes there is some posturing on both sides of the battle over new federal budget, and the president said it will take both parties working together to determine how to deal with some of government's biggest expenses, including Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Mr. Obama also said just going in and simply whacking at government expenditures is not the best way to go.
What we've done is we've taken a scalpel to the discretionary budget rather than a machete.
Still, opponents, including some Republican lawmakers, have criticized the $3.7 trillion spending package Mr. Obama sent to Congress. They point out it would ignore the views of the White House's own deficit commission, which has called for cuts to entitlement programs. New York Stock Exchange has agreed to be acquired by the owner of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, a move that will create the world's largest financial markets company. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the combined exchanges have not settled on a new name.
Lots of details have been worked out for the new company. It will have a dual headquarters in Frankfurt and New York. Deutsche Börse shareholders will get a 60% stake, while shareholders of NYSE Euronext will own the rest. But Duncan Niederauer, the current CEO of the NYSE and the future CEO of the combined company, says it will be a month or two before a new name is announced. In a press conference, he described it as an emotional decision, one involving national pride. The boards of both exchanges have signed off on the deal, but it still requires approval from shareholders and regulators. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks trended lower today on weaker-than-expected retail sales numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 41 points. The Nasdaq was down 12 points. The S&P 500 fell 4 points. You're listening to NPR. Banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase is apologizing for overcharging thousands of active-duty military customers and others for mortgage loans and improperly foreclosing on others. The New York-based bank acknowledging it made mistakes, including breaking a law that would limit fees and interest charged to active-duty service members. Under that law, service members on active duty cannot be charged more than 6% for most debts they incur before they are deployed. J.P. Morgan, along with this apology, announced it will set up new programs making military customers eligible for reduced-rate mortgages and other enhanced mortgage modification programs. Labor Department has decided to break up a troubled mine safety enforcement district in West Virginia that provided oversight for the Upper Big Branch coal mine before disastrous explosion there last year. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
With the agency's most extensive workload and the smallest ratio of managers to inspectors, investigators, and other regulators, the Mine Safety and Health Administration says it's time to split District 4 in southern West Virginia. The district's mine safety inspectors wrote more than 23,000 safety citations in 2009, more than in any other district. But the office was also cited 2 years before for failing to conduct inspections. After one fatal mine accident 5 years ago, District 4 was criticized for inadequate supervision and management. Assistant Labor Secretary Joe Main says enforcement at the Upper Big Branch mine was rigorous before April's deadly explosion, but he notes that an internal investigation of the disaster is looking at the district's oversight. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices ended the day lower. The price of oil down some 49 cents a barrel today to end the session at $84.32 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.